You have tuned in to the broadcast of Rock of Salvation with your host, Pastor Billy D.
And
Buckley.
The line is still open for broadcast line KPRT. And it is 4 o'clock. Oh, boy. Bishop, we're not live on the air.
We not?
We are live on the air now.
Okay. Good evening, radio listeners. He that has an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So those of you out there in radio land, one thing I know for sure is you can hear. Welcome to Rock of Salvation Thoughts for the Moment, radio broadcast, 1590 AM and 106.1 FM on your radio dial. This is your radio bishop, Billy D. Buckley, and today we're going to call on our co-host, Minister Solomon Buckley.
Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Today we have the honor of having two guests with us. We have Pastor Sharon Pyatt, who is the associate pastor of the Seed of Faith International Foursquare Church of Raytown, Missouri. And we also have with us Pastor Dr. Glenn Burris, Jr., who is the past president emeritus of the International Churches of the Foursquare Gospel. And so we are honored to have Pastor Dr. Glenn Burris with us. He has served nearly 2,000 congregations and 7,000 licensed ministers in the United States, and has given oversight to supporting leaders on global levels as well.
Praise the Lord. One thing I would like to say before we get started, who will pay for your funeral? Don't leave your loved ones with the burden of paying for your final expenses. Call today for free information on a low-cost solution. Once again, free information on a low-cost solution. Call 1-800-464-9817. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-464-9817. And as for Mr. Fred Estes Jr., he is a life insurance specialist, and he will show you the way to take care of yourself so you don't have to leave your loved ones with the burden of paying for your final expenses. Minister Solomon?
Amen, Bishop Buckley. Today the Lord has been speaking to me out of the scriptures. This whole week I have been sitting before the Lord, just asking the Lord, Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what are you doing? And the Lord's been taking me through the scriptures to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, and also Proverbs 29 and 18. I'm going to read this to you, coming out the Amplified Bible in Habakkuk 2, verse 1 and 2. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain. Now I'm going to go to Proverbs 29 and 18. And it says, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. As I've been really seeking these scriptures and being before the Lord this week, the Lord has been just sharing with me to write things down. And so I started writing some goals down. And so this week I've written some physical goals that I have for myself. I've also wrote down some ministry goals that I have for myself and for the ministry that I lead. I also wrote down some educational goals that I have. And then I also wrote down some financial goals that I have. So what you don't write the vision down, you cannot war with. And so I'm going to encourage all of you as an assignment this week, to begin to write down some physical goals, some spiritual goals, those of you that are in ministry, some ministry goals, some educational goals, some financial goals, and also some practical goals. Because as we read in the Word of God, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. One of the versions says, where there is no vision, no revelation, the people run around aimlessly. And so when there is no vision, we perish, and we don't want to perish. We don't want to be a people without vision. So I want you just to decree today that the Lord is giving you fresh evidence. He's giving you fresh sight. He's giving you a fresh outlook, and that we're going to see beyond, but we're also going to look at things inwardly, and we're also going to look at things outwardly. I was talking to some ministry leaders this week, and I was sharing with them what the Lord was tugging at my heart this week, even as I pray for them, even as I support them in an intercessory prayer role. And I was saying, have you written down your goals that you have this year, and what the Lord is saying to you practically, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? So I want to encourage you to do the same. I want to encourage you to do this every year. Do this every year. Begin to write the vision and make it plain, because what you do not write down, you cannot war with. And that is the word of the Lord.
Pastor Sharon Payet from Raytown, See the Faith Church. We're going to have her come in her own way that the Lord lead her. Pastor Sharon?
Good afternoon, Bishop Buckley. Thank you so much. Yes, I am Pastor Sharon Payet. I'm one of the associate pastors at See the Faith International. Our church is located at 9301 East 87th Street in Raytown, Missouri. Our senior pastor is Dr. Herman Scales, and our first lady is Dr. Myra Scales. Praise be Jesus for them. Bishop, I thank you so much for inviting me on your radio broadcast today. It is a privilege and an honor to be here. All glory be to God. The scripture that I would like to share with everyone today is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, and then 16 through 18, and it reads, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." In verse 16, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for this opportunity. I pray you touch the hearts and minds of all the listeners that are on today. I pray that you fill me up with your spirit, that I might give a word from you that someone can take away with them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I think that we all can agree that the times that we're living in today are extremely challenging, to say the least. After going through almost a full year pandemic, we find that there are so many people that still have fear, anxiety, and they're going through loneliness. I believe those feelings are mainly caused by separation from loved ones, people losing their jobs, the riots that we experience, and corruption that is all around us. We now find ourselves with a bill that has gone to the Senate for approval that could possibly take away Christian liberty. We are truly living in the last days. Now, 2 Timothy 3:16 gives us a real good picture of what that would look like in the last days. And it goes on to say that they would be perilous times, that men would be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of what is good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Wow. That is more than a mouthful of woes for those living in the last days. Now, brothers and sisters, we are those who are living in the last days right now. The words that seem to be common now is murder and suicide. This is awful. We know that all of these things that were just described, they're all a part of the plan, the strategy, and the scheme of the enemy of our soul. And we know that is the devil. We also know that he is the prince and the power of the air. And might I say airwaves, using technology and other things to deceive the entire world. But he has no hold on the people of the true and living God. For the power of God is within us. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. So I'm going to go back to that scripture that I read. This is one of my favorite scriptures when I find myself struggling with different situations and circumstances. So it says, we may be hard-pressed on every side, but because of what we just read, yet we are not crushed. We may be perplexed, but not in despair. We may be persecuted, but not forsaken. We may find ourselves struck down, but not destroyed. Why? Because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. The rest of the scripture goes on, therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, we may find ourselves with heartaches and pain, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And we're being renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So my brothers and sisters, this is a reminder that we do live in a dual reality. We do live in the world that we see with our natural eyes and we see natural things, but we also live in a spiritual world where the things that we do not see, but those things are eternal. God's word says that God will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. So I would like to encourage everyone today to keep your mind on eternal things. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. And some of those things would be the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom. The Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords forever. Let's remember that the name Jesus is above every name. It is above diabetes. It's above cancer. It's above the temporary cash flow problems that we may find ourselves having. And the Word of God. We know there is power in the Word of God. And we want to speak the words that God speaks, because we know that his words, he said that they go forth and they don't come back without accomplishing all that he had set out for it to accomplish. So as we speak, let us speak the words of God. I thank you for listening, and I pray a blessing upon you in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And now we're going to get ready to go down to Atlanta, Georgia, where Dr. Glenn Burris Jr. is going to speak to us, and we're going to have him come to us in his own words with his thoughts for the moment. Dr. Glenn?
Thank you very much, and it's an honor, Bishop Buckley and Pastor Solomon, and joining with you, Pastor Sharon, to be able to speak a few words today to those that are listening and bring a word of encouragement, or if the Holy Spirit drops some point of direction for someone today. We are grateful to be a part of this amazing advancement of the church in these difficult days. The Church of Jesus Christ will not be defeated. All throughout history, when there seems to be obstacles, God always creates a path through. I heard someone say recently, God got Peter out of prison and took him to a prayer meeting, and it was easier for him to get out of prayer meeting than it was, or out of prison than it was for him to get into a prayer meeting. Sometimes we need to be open to all that God is doing and have courage and confidence that God is doing what he said he would do and he's leading us by his Spirit. The verse I want to bring today is out of the context of an incredibly important meeting between the elders and the apostles in Acts chapter 15. When the church was had been birthed, but without Jesus physically there, there were lots of challenges, but the Holy Spirit was moving in strong ways. But they faced a really credible challenge to the authority of the apostles and the elders and trying to align themselves with what God's purpose for the church had been. And so in the middle of what Acts 15 is called, this chapter about the Council of Jerusalem, they are trying to discern the way of the Lord. And I would say today that it may be one of the most important things that we do as individuals and as leaders to determine which way God is heading and to join him there. In this particular meeting, they were debating over what to require of the Gentiles. And many of them were wanting to impose significant restrictions and legal terminology for many of the things that they would require of them if they were going to be believers. But it was James who stood up in the midst of all of that, and he used these words, and I'll read from Acts chapter 15, verse 19, because for me it was a hinge pin. It was something that released something in the Spirit. They were facing what could have been a Kairos moment in the church. They could have remained small and very insider-focused, or they could hear the word of the Lord and open to the power of the Spirit and give untold opportunity for a future. And so here was the first words that James spoke after he quoted the prophet Amos, basically saying that a remnant of men shall seek the Lord and the Gentiles who hear my name, says the Lord. So God had called them to reach the world. Now he makes this declarative statement. It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. And so for me today, it's become a framework, this turning point of the church in the middle of challenges, in the middle of not knowing where to go. There's three things I would like to point out that became this turning